The artist, the community, the council and the philanthropist. Verity Jane Keefe. 4th of October to the 6th of December 2025. Episodes 1 to 3 at Eastside Projects. Episode 4 at the Friends Institute, 220 Moseley Road, Highgate, Birmingham, B12 ODG. Access is via the charity shop on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. In a part fact and part fictional neighbourhood in the city of the publics, against a backdrop of eroding public services, we find ourselves moving through three timelines in the past, present and future. 1985, there's no money. 2025, there's no money. And 2065, there's no money. The artist, the community, the council and the philanthropist is part soap opera, part community radio play, set within a former Friends Institute, now community centre and charity shop, which is much loved but crumbling through managed decline. The cast of characters who inhabit each scene include the community, which has shifted over time to become many, many people with different needs and priorities, the council, 1, 2, 3, the higher-ups, the swollen middle and the ground, and the bust of the philanthropist, who oversees and narrates the action despite being removed in recent times from its plinth to a new home underneath the microwave in the management office. Both the bust and the building have observed and lived through physical and social change, the decline of public services, bankruptcy, rats the size of actual rats, heart-shaped chocolates, community ambition, and a growing need for collectivity. Verity Jane Keefe's collaborative artwork projects into the future, looking at the past from the present day. Written by the artist following a period of workshop activity with different community groups, the script centres on useful escapism to imagine alternative anti-paternalistic neighbourhood models, grassroots spaces of speculation and fantasy with one foot in the real. If the community was in charge, what would they do? If there was no local authority, what could happen? If everything genuinely collapsed into chaos, how would we keep things afloat? The episodic work is performed by Verity and a community cast, recorded in the same studio as BBC Radio 4's The Archers and inspired by the long-running place-based soap. Verity shifts the focus to an urban pseudo-representation of place, informed by archival research, conversations, observation and workshops. Connecting Eastside Projects and the Friends Institute on Moseley Road in Highgate, chapters 1 to 3 play amongst sculptural scenography as stage set across the gallery, and chapter 4 in situ in the Friends Institute next to the philanthropist's empty plinth. The community cast are Bibana, Kathy, Chez, David, Dion, Donovan, Gift, Haley, James, Jane, Liz, Margaret, Roger, Rosemary, Q and Verity, and carers and crowd extras Shoab and Emma. Supported by a weekly fellowship at the Birmingham School of Art at Birmingham City University. Verity has been working with the following groups at the Moseley Road Friends Institute over the last year, first as participant and then leading a series of workshops with both. The self-writing group, led by Hayley Francis, Hayley, Kathy, Donovan, Irene, Dion, Liz, Rosemary, Q, and the Arts and Crafts Monday group, led by Arts All Over the Place and Margaret Murray, Margaret, Bibi, Maria, Gracie, Roger, Gift, James, Chez and Danny. With huge thanks to Jane, David and Kathy at the Friends Institute Charity Shop for letting me work with them, photograph and rearrange the space, and research the history of the building through its ownership and former uses. Neville Davis, Mr. B and Barry from the Friends Institute, the Moseley Road Community Conservation Trust, Hayley Francis and the Writing Group, Margaret Murray, Arts All Over the Place and the Arts and Crafts Group, the Stanhope Wellbeing Hub Women's Group and Thursday Lunch Club at St Albans Church, the Fernhouse Care Home, the shopkeepers, cafe owners and workers of Highgate for conversation and workspace, Jessica Bunch for script and production advice, Donald McDonald for sound recording and engineering, Josh Taylor Moon for sound install, Ezra for transport and patience, Matt Foster and Joe Weldon from Plain Structure for exhibition fabrication, Susie Osborne and Tom Bloor for exhibition installation, Albert Smith for lunch, R&G Fabrications for welding, and An Endless Supply for graphic design.